President Obama's announcement yesterday that he brokered a deal with Republicans to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for everyone, even the richest Americans, has raised the ire of many Democrats. The deal looks like it has enough votes to pass Congress, but some Democrats are fighting back and trying to gain ground. Alaska Senator Mark Begich wanted to see the tax cuts expire for Americans making more than $1 million, but that's off the table in the president's deal. Begich says while he's glad to see middle-class Americans tax cuts kept, he's concerned about the fact that it's only a two-year plan. The senator says the White House could have driven a harder bargain, but notes that now it's up to Congress.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to still do more negotiations, but now it's in the hands of the Senate and the House. So we have our role. The president has made his position. Now we have our role to make sure, in my case, I'm very interested in deficit issues as well as long-term. Because when I talk to business people in Alaska on a regular basis, what they tell me is 2 years are fine, but we need long-term certainty. We have not had tax reform since 1986.
Begich says he's looking for his two big goals to be met, long-term certainty for businesses and deficit control. Begich says the plan is not set in stone, so he's watching it closely and reviewing the details before deciding how he would vote. Alaska's Republican in the Senate, Lisa Murkowski, is waiting to see the legislative language, but her spokesman says she sees positive elements in the tentative agreement. Congressman Don Young says he's not overly excited about the deal, but would vote for it. He agrees with tax breaks for all, including the wealthiest Americans.
You remember, 1% of our population pays 60% of our taxes. 40% of our people don't pay any taxes. And there's something wrong with that equation because we all participate in this society of ours. I argue that when they say, you know, why should we do this for the top rich? That's class warfare. And secondly, I think it's everybody's dream to be able to become wealthy someday if they wish to be so, although it's fleeting.
Young's only complaint is that it extends long-term unemployment benefits, something Democrats want.
The pill that hurts me somewhat is the unemployment extension for another year and a half. A lot of these that are on that have not really sought work.
Unemployment rates jumped up last month to 9.8%, which gave steam to the Democrats' urge to extend unemployment benefits for out-of-work Americans unable to find jobs.